You know that feeling when a headline sounds big,
but nobody explains what it actually means for your day?
That's where Andrew McKay comes in.
News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News.
Pensacola Morning News helps you understand what happened overnight, what's happening here at home, and why it matters before the rest of the day even gets started.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew McKay right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's 80 degrees right now in the Pensacola area, going to be a high of right around 91, 92, somewhere right around there. Excessive heat warning again. We had like one day off of the excessive heat warning. Now we're back. It could be in triple digits as far as the heat index goes for the next 3, possibly even 4 or 5 days in a row. So just keep that aware. Heat index going to be in the triple figures is what they're saying. So could be a pretty dang hot one. So yeah, just be careful. Be careful out there. Goodness gracious. President Trump. I thought this is a very interesting story here. He announced yesterday that he's doing something we've never seen before. You know how we have a Republican National Committee every 4 years, or a Democrat National Republican National Convention every 4 years during the presidential election. We have a Democrat National Convention every 4 years during the presidential election. Well, he's announced that he's throwing in a Republican convention in the middle of the midterm cycle, not after the election, not before, right in September. Huh. It's going to be September 9th through the 10th. So just, you know, a couple months before the general election, before the primary, general election in November. September 9th through 10th, it's going to be in Dallas, Texas. Midterms are November 3rd, so you know, just about exactly 2 months. And the idea is to rally Republican support, prevent the congressional losses. We're already seeing, I mean, all the predictions. I haven't seen any predictions that are basically not predicting that Republicans are going to lose big in the midterms. And we often see this happening, like, for example, when Obama got into office, and it was the first term, and there was all this, you know, he passed Obamacare without Republican, you know, basically shut the Republicans out. There was the, I can't remember the name of the bill, but it was the infrastructure bill that he passed without Republican support at all. And he just kept ramrodding all this stuff through without anything but being bipartisan support. And, man, midterms came around. Citizens, the people voted all these Democrats out in Congress. And so it happens frequently. And Trump's trying to come up with a way to go, let's figure out a way to stop the bleeding when the people don't necessarily like what's been going on or aren't really energized by the first term and therefore may not necessarily vote for Democrats. They may just not come to vote. And so Democrats could win because of lack of voter support in the midterm. So this is the idea to try to get like, hey, let's energize Republican voters going into the midterms. Energize the base. Will it work? I don't know. I think it's actually a pretty good idea, though. Why don't we have midterm conventions? Honestly, I'm like, this may not work. This might be a failure. But I'm betting Democrats right now are going, ah, shoot. That was a good idea. Here's what he said on Truth Social. Quote, and this is President Trump, we are going to celebrate the great American comeback, oh boy, and the incredible successes of the American people who transformed the country through the America First agenda. No tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security, stronger borders, safest ever communities, lower cost and real affordability, more jobs, American energy dominance, and so much more. Wow. All right. Like I said, it could be a total failure. But if I had to guess right now, I would guess that from now on, we're going to see a midterm convention for both parties going forward. It's not going to be as big and as robust as the RNC, but at least now, but it could be. And is that a good thing? Is it a bad thing? I think it's probably a good thing, actually. One is I can tell you this. After Andrew McKay and I attended the RNC and DNC a couple of years ago, in Milwaukee and Chicago, I can tell you this. It brings a lot of money and jobs and just revenue to the city that is hosting the convention. So I think that would be that if for anything, it's good for that. We talked about a poll a couple days ago from NPR that asked how many, are you proud to be an American? And it said the majority of Americans are proud to be an American. But when you broke it out by party and said, okay, but, Republicans, are you proud to be an American? Democrats, you're proud to be American. And independents, are you proud to be American? By far, Republicans were proud. It was 93% or something like that. Then there was a drop from 93% from Republicans down to like 61% for independents proud to be American. And then Democrats was only 45% to be an American. The reason why, of course, this stands out a little bit is, coming up on the 250th anniversary here in 2 days, and I got to admit, a couple of years ago, even last year, I would have thought, I just would have thought the 250th anniversary would have been a lot bigger. Let's put it that way. I was born in 1976. And I grew up knowing that I was a bicentennial baby. That was kind of a big deal. At least, obviously, I wasn't around in 76. I was just born. But from what I've heard and read, there was just, big celebrations in 76. And it doesn't feel like it's been that way this year. Kind of feels lackluster. Well, maybe this is part of the reason why. Because that poll that we just covered, Republicans and independents both are proud to be an American, but when it came down to very proud, it dropped dramatically. Gallup just published a new survey. They say since 2018, no more than 47% of U.S. adults have said that they are extremely proud. So, yeah, only seven. It's a sharp decline. Especially for those stating that they're extremely proud over the past 6 years. Only 33% of Americans say they're extremely proud to be an American. That's the lowest figure among Gallup's polling on the issue dating back to 2001. Just 20% said they are very proud. 22% of Americans say they're moderately proud. And 15% are only a little proud. And 9% are not proud at all. When Gallup first asked this question in 2001, 55% of Americans were extremely proud to be an American. So that's dropped 22%. Now, it surged after 9/11 with 65 to 70% of Americans extremely proud. And that stayed that way through 2004. Interesting. So seeing Gallup seeing a drop in the pride there. Now, at the same time, another survey also shows lackluster support for the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. This poll is done from the Public Religion Research Institute. And it shows that the semi-quincentennial celebrations that are going to be marked is getting a meh response from most people. Just a meh. And so there's clearly a split among Americans when it comes to the value of the 4th of July this year. Half say they are extremely proud, 49%, compared with half who are either moderately or little proud or not proud at all is 12%. So this is where it's important is, as I stated, I was born 1976. From what I've heard, you know, I grew up knowing I was a bicentennial baby. So like that was a thing. It was a thing. You're a bicentennial baby. Maybe there was more enthusiasm over the 200th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence than there is for the 250th anniversary. Well, according to this PRRI study, they cited an American National Election Studies poll from that was done 50 years ago. And they found 50 years ago for the bicentennial, only 48% of Americans were very proud of the bicentennial anniversary. So it's 49% now, it's 48% then. Oh, okay. So maybe it wasn't. It's one of those things where maybe history is romanticized. And I'm like, 50 years ago, people were a lot more proud and they were a lot more excited and the celebrations were a lot bigger and blah, blah, blah. Well, maybe not. And if you have any knowledge of what it was like 50 years ago that you can lean on and share, love to hear it. 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Once again, if you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. We're going to get a quick break. We come back here on News Radio 92.3. I've got a couple of we're going to get an update from David Wayne in the newsroom, but I got a really fun story as it pertains to the World Cup. That's all coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in today at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
One of life's greatest mysteries has finally been solved.
Who let the dogs out?
Spruce! Spruce! Spruce!
It's Spruce, the weed and grass killer that's safe for use around people, pets, and bees. When used as directed, spray the leaves for visible results in just 1 hour, and dead weeds in just 1 day. You spray, they play.
Who let the dogs out?
Spruce, pet friendly, weed deadly. Find wherever weed killers are sold.
Talking about it. We're talking about it.
The midterm elections.
Who will win? Who will not?
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Yeah, we got a couple of texts here. I was saying there's fairly lackluster support for the 250th anniversary of, you know, the Declaration of Independence. And I said, in my mind, there was a lot more support for the bicentennial. But I wasn't around. I was born that year. And so if anybody has any ideas, let me know. And I said, because there was actually one polling that was done that cited a poll that back then that says it was about the same. It's about the same support. 49% were extremely proud or were moderately proud or whatever. Today, 49%, 48% were that back then. And I said, so maybe I was wrong. Maybe I've romanticized history. And got a text here, very good point. 50 years ago, Vietnam was going on. And PJ, you had a thought about this too.
Well, I just said that Watergate was happening 2 years prior, yeah. And people weren't very proud to be an American at that point.
Yep. Yeah. So that's a very good point as well, that they weren't. So, so that's definitely a big key right there. So, Watergate just wrapping up, Vietnam. Yeah, you're right. So there's probably a lot of things going on there, that, you know, did not stir people up, did not help make them feel, super excited. So yeah, good point there. All right, let's go ahead and, get a quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom. David, what you got going on in the news for us?
Well, good morning, Bobby. The latest round of talks between the U.S. and Iran is now over. Officials in Qatar claim that there was positive progress in the talks that wrapped up yesterday in Doha. Negotiators reportedly spent both days discussing the Strait of Hormuz and unfreezing Iranian funds. And the next talks will be after the funeral for the late Iranian supreme leader. The Justice Department is now investigating alleged cases of birth tourism. This is in response to the Supreme Court's birthright citizenship ruling on Tuesday. Following the ruling, the DOJ's Office of the Deputy Attorney General says the investigation and prosecution of birth tourism schemes should be prioritized by all criminal division staff. And Trump accounts are launching on the 4th of July. They provide citizens born between 2025 and 2028 a one-time $1,000 contribution from the federal government. The money cannot be withdrawn until the child turns 18.
Yeah, I heard about that too. Very interesting right there. So I've got a World Cup update here for you, and I want to get you guys get both of you guys' thoughts on this. So first of all, when it comes to the jobs report, we are being told that the World Cup could boost the jobs report number by 40,000, according to Goldman. In other words, the World Cup being played in the United States, bringing jobs, even if they're just temporary or seasonal jobs. So that's kind of a cool thing, I think. You know, the support staff for gearing up for the tournament and stuff like that. So that's cool. But then I saw this story and I was like, oh, Walmart unexpectedly became one of the World Cup's hottest tourist attractions. Yeah, that's right. So we got foreigners coming here for the World Cup and they're going and checking out Walmarts. What do you think about that?
Getting those discounts.
See, they're discovering the joys of people watching at American Walmarts, I think, is what's going on. Yeah. You never know what you're going to see.
It's something else. Well, can you imagine coming from another country where you've never seen anything like a Super Walmart in your life?
I've never seen so many pajama pants in all my life.
Everything you ever wanted, all in one place. Who would have thunk it, right? That's hilarious. That's Cool Morning News, Vanden McKay.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pop of the Navy, searching for a missing sailor in the Arabian Sea.
The U.S. Navy announced that a crew member from an MH-60S Seahawk helicopter is missing after an emergency water landing in the Arabian Sea. U.S. Naval Forces Central Command posted to X, saying there is no indication the emergency was caused by hostile action. Three of the helicopter's four crew members have been recovered and are in stable condition.
Fox's Trey Yanks in Tel Aviv. At soccer's World Cup, Team USA defeats Bosnia-Herzegovina 2-0. Flo Balogun scored the first goal, but later picked up a controversial red card, meaning he will miss the next game against Belgium.
We had to dig deep for that one. Obviously, I felt we put on such a good performance and didn't deserve the red card. I mean, I didn't see it, but it's unfortunate.
Team USA star Christian Pulisic on Fox. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 5:31 at News Radio 92.3, 77 degrees right now. We do have, looks like, clear skies this morning and a beautiful sunrise, looks like, right now. We'll get to a look at our forecast here in just a couple of minutes. First, our news headlines today. Senator Don Gates says the state's investigation into a harmful herbicide spraying operation in East Milton is just the beginning after requesting the investigation back in May following complaints from East Milton farmers about dead chickens and other animals. Gates says the Florida Department of Agriculture's findings and the maximum $20,000 fine against FPL contractor Industrial Helicopters is a start, but he's not done. Gates says he's pushing the FAA to investigate potential aviation violations and has notified the Public Service Commission, which regulates Florida Power and Light, of those findings. He says property owners deserve accountability when aerial spraying causes animal deaths and environmental damage on their land. A 77-year-old Milton woman was seriously injured yesterday afternoon after rear-ending a stopped tractor-trailer on Morristown Road in Santa Rosa County. The Florida Highway Patrol says the semi had stopped to back into a construction site. The woman's SUV failed to stop in time and struck it from behind. The truck driver was not hurt. An investigation into that crash is ongoing. Well, July is Parks and Recreation Month, and the city of Pensacola is marking the occasion with a month-long series of pop-up parties, parks all across the city. Parks and Rec Director Tanya Bird says residents should watch for activities popping up in their neighborhood parks throughout the month. Full schedules and updates are available at cityofpensacola.com or on their social media pages on Facebook and Instagram. Now, the Roger Scott Pool opens this Saturday. And this is after a delay caused by a contractor medical emergency. Parks and Rec Director Tanya Bird again. She says the Florida Department of Health came through with a solution to make it happen.
We had a little delay with our installation of the new restroom building. And we were able to work with the Florida Department of Health to get approval to bring in the portable restroom trailer again this year. We didn't think we were going to be able to do that. And we're excited that we're opening up the pool this Saturday along with our partners at the YMCA.
And Bird said the pool opens on Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon. Close briefly then from 12 to 12:30. Reopen at 12:30 until 3:30. Regular hours following that from July 5th through August 7th. Bird says both the Roger Scott and Cecil Hunter pools will be open throughout Labor Day. And good news here in Northwest Florida, both Escambia and Santa Rosa County school districts earned A ratings from the Florida Department of Education this year. In Escambia County, 19 schools earned an A, 16 schools got a B, 17 schools got a C. There were no Ds and no Fs. Montclair Elementary climbed from an F to an A in just 3 years, and Navy Point Elementary jumped from a D to a B. In Santa Rosa County, 12 of 29 graded schools earned an A. West Navarre Intermediate School and Pea Ridge Elementary both moved up a letter grade. And Santa Rosa High School earned the highest possible school improvement rating of commendable. It is 5:35 here at News Radio, 92.3. And let's get a look right now at our weather. It is 77 degrees in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, 75 in Milton. And looks like clear skies right now across the area. And we're looking today for a high up in the 90s with sunshine. Another nice day. Our next news at 6, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with your money now. Cincinnati-based grocery giant Kroger said it will buy supermarket chain Giant Eagle for roughly $1.6 billion. Giant Eagle will retain its name and operate its Giant Eagle Supermarket, Giant Eagle Pharmacy, and Market District brands as a division of Kroger. Pittsburgh-based Astrobotics said it has been awarded two NASA contracts to deliver payloads to the moon. The missions are expected to fly two Peregrine lunar landers to the moon by the end of 2028. NASA says the two contracts total nearly $298 million. Shares of Samsung Electronics and SK Hynix plunged this morning after the tech-heavy NASDAQ composite slumped overnight. Samsung Electronics tumbled more than 7%, while SK Hynix sank over 9%, wiping out billions in market value as Asia's largest chipmakers bore the brunt of the global tech sell-off. SK Square, the largest shareholder of SK Hynix, fell 13.2%. Futures are currently mixed ahead of inflation data later this morning. That's your money now.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Visit Pensacola's home for all things Pensacola. I'm Nicole Stacy, Vice President of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get tips on the Blue Angels, beaches, festivals, and all things fun. You don't want to miss it.
Pensacola's 4th of July is going to be huge this week.
Today at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Saturday is the free Pensacola Fireworks, presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. Be at Community Maritime Park at 7 p.m. for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Mouget, at 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola State College. Continue listening at 9, as the fireworks will be synchronized to music on News Radio 92.3. Presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July Saturday with the free Pensacola Fireworks.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
still living with your ghost. Lonely and dreaming of the West Coast. I don't want to be your downtown. I don't want to be your stupid game. With my big black boots and an old suitcase.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. We were just talking about Walmart unexpectedly becoming one of the World Cup's hottest tourist attractions. And but, you know, I was thinking about this. You know, it makes me laugh. But I got to be honest. I remember growing up in Tennessee when we got a Super Walmart for the first time. I remember what it was like. And it was a tourist attraction. As a teenager, that's the place we would hang out at night, like late at night, because they were open at the time. They're 24 hours, and they were pretty much 24 hours until COVID, you know, changed it all. But that was like, and it was nice. It was like clean, even though it was kind of warehouse style. It was still like nice and clean. It was a cool place to hang out. I ended up like. I mean, it's just weird. Part of it is because my town was not very big, so we didn't have a lot of other things to do. You just go to some place and play pool or something like that late at night, and that's about it. And so we'd go hang out at Walmart. And you just walk around and talk and shop a little bit or whatever. They ended up having police officers out front that would just be there just in case a fight broke out or anything like this, because people gathered there so much to just hang out. They ended up having police officers kind of just stationed at the front doors at night. And like me and my friends would go hang out with them, and we'd just go talk to the officers and just, you know, have them share stories about some of the things that they were seeing and that they've had to deal with late at night in front of the Super Walmart. So, I mean, I laugh that it's become a tourist attraction, but I'm like, well, it's so unique. They don't have stuff like that in foreign countries. A Super Walmart, Super Targets, things like that. So I could see it. I can see it being a tourist attraction for sure. Kroger's, by the way, which we have down here, making a major move in the grocery wars. They're buying Giant Eagle grocery stores for $1.65 billion, and I was like, it feels like I've seen a Giant Eagle before. I don't think we have them around here, but somehow I've seen them. I don't know where I've seen them, so I googled it to see where the locations are. They're in Ohio, Maryland, Pennsylvania, kind of all of that area. So I thought it's kind of interesting because Kroger's has been a southern based place for a while, and so now that it looks like they're moving to more stores and grocery stores in the northeast-ish, you know, so kind of interesting right there. We were talking about the World Cup, you know, with the tourism and stuff like this. I forgot to hit this story real quick. I gotta go back to this. According to Mashable, their statistics, Tinder, the dating app, has seen 60% more matches during the World Cup. Yeah, apparently the soccer tournament, the big soccer tournament, getting people to be a little bit more, I don't know, in the mood for connection. They said that they're seeing a 15% increase in users, 25% increase in swipe activity, according to Tinder. So, kind of interesting one right there. Here's an interesting story I would like to get your thoughts on. I'm in a little bit of a bubble, if that makes sense. As far as radio goes, right? I've been in radio for 10 plus years, 15 years. I don't even know now. It's been a long time. 15 years. Holy smokes. Yeah. So been in it for a while. And so I'm in, you know, that kind of bubble of what is important for radio or whatever. And sometimes it makes me wonder, what I think might be important sometimes may not be what the masses thinks important when it pertains to radio. There is a story out now that I got this morning. Let me see where if I could find it. Where'd it go? There it is. AM radio could be legally mandated in new cars. If everything comes together the way it's looking like it will, automakers will be forced to include AM receivers in their cars despite pushback over the cost to add them. And I know, like I said, from being in the radio industry, there's a lot of lobbying to keep AM radio in cars. And a big reason for that is it is for information reasons. It's an infrastructure type thing, you know, because if push comes to shove and things like you really need to get information, AM radio is still one of the most reliable information outlets out there. And so there's a bill that's going through the Congress, U.S. Congress, that is attempting to lock in AM radio for every new car, whether the automaker wants it or not. It's called AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. Pretty self-explanatory. And it might get included into the transportation bill overall. So far, it looks like it's passed the committees pretty easily, 62-2 bipartisan support. It still hasn't passed the overall House, but it has passed these committees. And I don't know, just want to throw this out there. Like, even though I know you might be listening on AM 1620 here, if you're listening to our sister station, Sports Radio Pensacola, on the AM side of things with AM 1330, just because you listen on AM doesn't mean necessarily you agree that they should be mandated to be in every new car. But I'd like your thoughts. 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Is AM radio something that you think needs to be protected? 850-437-1620. I got a text here back about Walmart being a tourist attraction for foreigners during the World Cup. It says, I want to see the European reactions to 2 a.m. Waffle House. Oh, yeah. Waffle House could be. The problem with Waffle House, though, is it's not nationwide. Like, that's definitely like a Southern thing. I'm trying to remember if I even know if there's Waffle Houses up in like the North. I don't think I remember seeing them up North, like Northeast or anything like that. I know they're not really that much out West. Let's see here. I just pulled it up. Oh yeah, it's definitely predominantly. They got a map here, so there's 2,000 locations of Waffle House, and as of like 4 years ago, the vast majority of them are in Georgia, Florida, Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina. Then the next would be Tennessee, 100 plus in Texas, and then you get almost 100 in Louisiana, Mississippi. Then you get a little over 50 in Virginia, Kentucky, Ohio, and then you get a spattering in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Indiana. Illinois only has 2, Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and then you get down to like 4 in Kansas, 10 in Colorado. I'm surprised Colorado even has 10, 2 in New Mexico, and there are 15 in Arizona. But basically, when you take the line, it's like a line. Nothing in New York or like New Jersey and north of that. Nothing in Michigan, Wisconsin, nothing north of Iowa, nothing north of Nebraska, like Nebraska and north, Utah and north, California, Nevada, all that north, nothing in Alaska or Hawaii. So it's pretty much a Southern thing for sure. So Yeah, I wasn't sure about it, but I had to look it up. So, good one. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. Oh, our congressman, Jimmy Patronis, is co-sponsor of the AM radio bill. Here's a text. Government is going to back AM radio, given the track record of government involvement in the industry. Sorry for your loss, Bobby. yeah, exactly. what was Ronald Reagan's joke that he used to make? The worst words you can hear is, hello, I'm from the government. I'm here to help. Yeah, so that's hilarious. All right, Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi. When we come back here, I do actually have a couple more vehicle-related stories to share with you as far as the average new car price. I got to admit, I wasn't expecting this. That's next on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Making a few small changes to how you use energy in your home can make a big difference. Like setting your AC, every degree you raise it can save you up to 5% on cooling costs. With the FPL Energy Manager, you can easily monitor how much energy you're using, see which appliances use the most, and how it affects your bill. Keep more money in your pocket by making your home more energy efficient. Learn more at fpl.com/ways to save.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Be at Community Maritime Park Saturday at 7 for Pensacola Symphony's Free Sparks and Stars concert. At 9, the fireworks will be synchronized to the music on News Radio 92.3.
That's Cool Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So we were just talking about AM radio. So once again, opponents to AM radio say it's just it's expensive. So an automaker may want to get rid of AM radio because of the cost. Proponents say, what would you do as an alternative if the alternatives for communication don't work? Like, should a natural disaster wipe out all communication, or a government meltdown forces widespread unrest, or any other number of variety of catastrophes take place, and all the other alternatives for communication don't work, we can rely on AM radio, and what if you don't have it in your car? That's like the big argument. It has bipartisan support, but it does look like for it to pass, it would need to be included in some broader transportation bill or something. Not just, it just won't pass on its own. And so I was just asking, what are your thoughts? Jimmy Patronis was a co-sponsor of this. Here's a text. AM radio is important. First and best place for information in emergencies. Yeah. And that's pretty much the argument that they're having. And I was saying, I'm in a bubble, right? I'm in radio. I'm in, I started in AM radio. I'm still on AM radio. But I'm not naive enough. Like, I lived in Iowa, right? And I always used to even say, like, even though we're in Iowa, I don't think we should have first in the nation status. And like a lot of my fellow residents hated me saying that, but I'm like, it's true. Like, I love being first in the nation status. It helps our economy. It helps all these other things. I was like, but it's part of the culture where you got presidential candidates constantly in the state. I was like, but I don't think it's right. you know, well, this is a different case. I'm in radio and all this other stuff, and I don't feel like, and I get it where they're going, well, it's an extra cost, and people moved on to, you know, Apple CarPlay and Google CarPlay, and they've moved on to, you know, FM radio and everything. I still think there's a very important reason to keep AM radio in vehicles. But then that becomes another issue. Is it the responsibility of an automobile manufacturer to make sure that they're building a vehicle that is meant for mass public communication? Is it their responsibility that they have to have that extra cost in there? You know, and then I'm like, well, now you're trying to tell private business how they have to build their vehicle. We do that already when it comes to safety, right? So we have safety things. Well, honestly, a lot of those safety guidelines and safety rules and stuff I have a problem with. So I don't know. I can see the argument of like, you're telling private business what to do. But at the same time, I'm going, yeah, but we can't, you know, people don't buy radios anymore, even though we should have one for emergency situations. And I know a lot of people here in Pensacola actually do have like handheld radios and stuff because, you know, we have hurricanes. And so we have a little bit more reason than other people do. Anyway, if you'd like to weigh in on that, 850-437-1620. Average new car prices have hit a record high. $51,974. Whoa. And yet people are still buying new cars. Now, we did see a significant drop in new car sales, according to the latest report, as far as gas-powered vehicles. EVs had a drop. We talked about that the other day. EVs have dropped 20% in their sales. But hybrid vehicles, they're driving the market right now. Pretty much everybody that's selling a hybrid is doing okay. Back to the text line, Bobby, another big reason for AM radio, as it's got much, it's got a much further, stronger signal. So when FM goes down, we can get AM. AM is so much better. Yeah, and that's, you know, those are the arguments that I make as well. I mean, yeah, our sister station, Sports Radio 1330, Sports Radio Pensacola is on AM 1330. That signal, I can almost hear it to New Orleans. Like, it is a massive signal, and so. Yeah, if there comes an emergency, or you just like the programming and you travel around a lot, strong signal. Let me hit some dad jokes here for you and random facts. Pie is $2.50 in Jamaica, $3 in the Bahamas. Yeah, these are the pie rates of the Caribbean. Oh my goodness. I accidentally drank a bottle of invisible ink, and now I'm in the hospital waiting to be seen. That's a good dad joke right there. I don't care who you are right there. That's good stuff right there. Where do the fish keep their money? In the riverbank. Yeah, that makes sense. My wife told me to rub the herbs on the meat for better flavor. And that's sage advice. Mm-hmm. All right, random facts here for you. The San Francisco cable cars are the only mobile national monuments. Interesting. Very interesting. The only nation whose name begins with an A but doesn't end in an A is Afghanistan. Interesting. A jellyfish is 95% water. And then finally, the black widow spider eats her mate during or after sex. Well, that sucks. All right. Real estate. We've got a real estate update here for you. So home values fall in real terms for the 11th straight month. Wow. Yeah, we continue to see home values nationwide fall. Now, there's certain pockets and certain areas where you're seeing home values keep going up. But overall, nationwide, home values have fallen for the 11th straight month. 850-437-1620. Got a text here. Pi r squared. No, boy, pi r round. Yes, they are. That's a good dad joke. Good for you. What does a pig broadcast on? Ham radio. I love it. Yeah, good stuff. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. 80 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about 91 today.